Auto Parts.
Three minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym. North Gym, 107.5 FM, South Gym, 106.3 FM, North Gym in Cedar Rapids, surrounding areas, South Gym, Iowa City, Coralville, and surrounding areas. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Wednesday. Little bit of some draft Nick news. We'll get to that. Mark Ironside's going to join us to talk some college wrestling. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football questions, as most of the leagues are into the playoff rounds right now. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of hard-pressing questions for Chris. That'll be coming up in a little bit. And it is a Wednesday. That means it is time for Bowling Night in America coming up tonight, and we will have a preview and happy news for one of the teams coming up tonight. We will get to that here in just a little bit.
Good afternoon. Can't wait for that.
Well, it's not. Maybe I made too much of it. I oversold that. How's that? But it is news. It's news.
Let the people be the judge.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do that. We will do that. Like we mentioned, we got some draft news coming up as the mocks are starting to come out, and some very interesting findings as far as Todd McShay goes, as he released his today. And we will go ahead and tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. But the winter meetings wrapping up today in Orlando, Florida. Boy, that went quick, didn't it? The 4-day run.
Mm.
And your Minnesota Twins making a little bit of news today because of the pitcher they signed. This is kind of unprecedented a little bit because Twins inking Michael Pineda to a 2-year contract, correct, Mark?
Correct.
Thing is, he had Tommy John surgery last year, and he is not going to be able to pitch for most of the year next year. There's a chance he could come back at the end of the year. Timetable would work out that way. And I would imagine if the Minnesota Twins are in the thick of things, which we hope they will be again like they were last year, as they secured one of the wild card spots in the American League. Perhaps he can help them down the stretch, but he's going to be paid for basically rehabbing next year after Tommy John surgery.
Well, this is quite a gamble, I think, for the Twins. And Pineda's had, you mentioned the Tommy John surgery, also other shoulder issues, but he is of immense talent. And if he comes back healthy, the gamble pays off. But there's been a lot of guys come back from Tommy John surgery and did quite well. And well, that's what the Twins are banking on, but I think it's a bit of a risk.
So only getting $2 million next year. we'll make $8 million in 2019 for the Minnesota Twins. And like I mentioned, he might be able to come back next year and pitch for the Twins. But like I said, this is kind of an unprecedented move. But I think you're going to see more and more of it because obviously Tommy John surgery is becoming more and more prevalent mm-hmm. as far as World Major League Baseball is concerned. If you're a Twin fan out there, I know we got a bunch of them. What do you think? Good move? Not so good. You were lukewarm on the move, Mark, I know.
Yeah, because I do think it is that gamble. If it pays off, it'll pay off in a huge way. Because, as I said, he's got immense talent. I just wonder about every time you roll with the pitcher, Tommy John surgery. It's just a risk.
That it is. Everything's a risk, though, in life. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from the Twin fans out there. What do you think? Also like to hear from the Cardinal fans before we get to Mark Ironside here. Cardinals making a splash today. Marcelo Ozuna coming over to the Redbirds as the fire sale continues in Miami and on South Beach right now. Although Christian Yelich is going to stay. Maybe they'll make him the captain down there for Derek Jeter and the Marlins management. But Ozuna goes to the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals might not be done yet. Rumors of a trade of Stephen Piscotty to be maybe consummated later on today with the Oakland Athletics, which would open up an outfield spot at this time for Ozuna. And so the Cardinals not standing, sitting pat, I should say, and trying in the move to try to catch the Chicago Cubs in that Central Division.
Ozuna, a very durable guy, played in 159 games last year, 37 home runs, hit .312. I'm sure anything closer to that, the Cardinals will welcome with open arms. But it's a good acquisition, I think.
Oh, he's definitely terrific and probably underpaid at this point. Will not be a free agent, I think, until after the 2019 season at this point. Missed out on Giancarlo Stanton, but they do get Marcell Ozuna. And gave up minor leaguers in the deal. Alcantara, the hard thrower, I think rated number 9 prospect in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, and he is the one that is going to be moved. He's the cornerstone of that that group is going to go to South Beach now.
Speaking of the Marlins, why is everybody bagging on Derek Jeter? He only
they
owns like four
because
or five.
They couldn't do it when he was a Yankee.
He only owns like 4 or 5% of the team, but everybody's, you know, either crediting or blaming everything on Derek Jeter, and got to believe he's got, you know, a pretty small part of this.
Well, yes, but you really couldn't bag on him when he was a New York Yankee.
Well, I'm sure he has a voice. There's
because
no question
he did
about
everything
it.
Pretty much right and according by the book when he was a member of the Yankees. So I think everyone, and that coupled with the fact that the Marlins now are tearing this thing down, mm-hmm. You know, brick by brick, is another reason why. And as been told on the Dan Le Batard Show, which you can hear on ESPN on KGYM from 9 o'clock until 12 noon, the Marlins came in there, built the stadium on the premise that they were going to always be a contending team. That's what the bill of goods they sold to the public down in Miami. But not so much right now. Dan Le Batard's a little upset about that situation. 319-366-1600. So there's a little baseball news out there today for people to chew on a little bit. Unanimous All-Americans now for Josh Jackson and for Josie Jewell for the Iowa defense, as they are the 24th and 25th consensus All-Americans. But as Kyle pointed out to me earlier today, it's unanimous All-Americans as well as consensus. You only need to have 3 to be a consensus All-American. They were unanimous All-Americans.
First duo since Chuck Long?
No, since Gallery and Kading.
Oh, okay.
In 03.
So I know Long and Station were a pair as well in 85.
True.
Okay.
True. So congratulations going out to them. Got to throw this in as well from the world of basketball last night. High school basketball, and maybe we're doing a disservice to this young man, but, you know, he's Gatorade Player of the Year a year ago, going to be Gatorade Player of the Year this year unless something very, very odd and strange happens. But just to give you an update on Mr. Joe Wieskamp on what he did last night. Mark, do you know what Joe did last night?
I do.
Oh, you do, though? Okay.
42-25.
44-25.
44-25. I guess I didn't know.
Yeah.
40, I was close.
44 points, 25 rebounds last night for Joe Wieskamp. For Muscatini. He's averaging 35.3 points and 16.8 rebounds, shooting 58% from the field, 40% from 3, 86% from the line. Now, that's just through 4 games, but that's not bad. That's
beyond
good.
That, who'd they play again? Davenport?
Assumption, I believe, last night. I'd have to double-check on that.
Whichever team it was, a lot of the students wore Iowa State jerseys to mock Wieskamp, who's an Iowa commit.
But that's been going on forever.
Has it?
What? Not necessarily with him, but for the best player in the other team. I mean, I go back to 1984 when Al Lorenzen was playing for the Kennedy Cougars.
Mm-hmm.
Every opposing student section did everything they could to get under. That's pretty much par for the course. Marcus Page had people trying to get under his skin. The Bohannons had people trying to get under their skin. Gaten had people trying to get under their skin. They wore Iowa State stuff for Matt Gaten's games, too. So, yeah, It kind of comes with the territory, I think.
He is past Marcus Page, not with this game, but this year in the 1,700-point club in Iowa. Marcus finished his career with 1,701, and Wieskamp, I think, has climbed into the top 10 of that list.
Yeah. Needless to say, they played Davenport North last night.
Okay.
71-57. Yes. Wieskamp was 17-33 last night. 3-for-9 from three-point range. 12 offensive boards, 25 total rebounds. Two steals as well as a block last night for Muscatine. They're off to a 3-1 start there. The big showdown of girls basketball went to City High last night, despite the fact the younger of the Jones sisters did not play in the game last night. So expect City High to be number one in 5A tomorrow when the new poll comes out in girls basketball.
And
good win.
West boys coming through with a win there. City High had beaten Cedar Falls, and Cedar Falls with a big win over Prairie last night. So you're talking before the show what a league it is. Both boys and girls, really.
Absolutely. Well, boys especially. Yeah. And Waterloo West beat Xavier last night after Xavier beats Linmar by 21. So just craziness as far as boys basketball is concerned. You see, we send out the bat signal for Joe Wieskamp, and Joel from Muscatine obliges. Joel, 44.
How you doing?
Good. 44-25. Did you take that in last night?
Yeah, I was courtside. I'm the on the broadcast team for our radio station for all the Muskie games, and so yeah, we got to watch it against Davenport North last night. Is who they played.
Yep.
And North was 3-0 coming into that game, and we're a little bit nervous. And he only had 17 in the first half. That's the other thing to realize. So he had 17 and 15 in the first half, and then he had 27 and 10 in the second half. So it was as dominant of a performance as I've ever seen in person. And I remember I went to high school at the same time Ricky Davis was at North. Had some friends. I was on my college visit to Morningside College. I went and saw Kirk Heinrich play live. You know, his senior year of high school, and so I've seen some good high school players live. And that was the best individual performance I've seen. And when Muscatine plays like that, they had another kid, Jackson Falk, score 16 points. If they can get any other production offensively, then they're going to win a lot of games. And that wasn't even Joe's career high in points, guys. He scored 51 against Burlington last year. So he's the total package. And he had four blocked shots. He blocked Davenport North has a 6'11 center. And he blocked Tim twice at the rim, challenged him at the rim, and so we got that taken care of too. So it was a fun game to watch, and if you haven't seen him play, you got to watch this kid play.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Another just another ho hum performance of 44-25. So hey,
yeah,
thanks.
He had four steals too, and just was a tremendous. He's such a good distributor of the ball too. A couple of the three pointers they got in transition, where he just gets to the lane and he kicks it, and some other guys were hitting shots. So, I don't think people realize how strong and athletic he is, because he wasn't that early on in his high school career. He's put on about 17 pounds of muscle this off season, and he now is a legit physical force, and it's really fun to watch his growth. Over time, and I've been watching him, since he was a little kid. I've known him forever, and so he's a tremendous student. You can't say enough about him. It's just one of those things. It makes my job as a sports writer in this town really easy just to have a kid like that. Let's just say that.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
319-366-1600.
Interesting perspective, and I know Joel's got a new gig. I don't think he's going to be the voice of Muscatine as of start of next year. He posted that, I believe, on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah,
I saw
sports
it today.
Writing,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wish him the best in that. He still will continue to listen to the program, though.
And we'll continue to follow him.
We do appreciate that with Joel out there. All right, 17 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We've hit some basketball. We've hit some baseball. We're going to hit some wrestling when we come back. Mark Ironside set to join us, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
When my wife's parents flew in for the weekend, I picked them up in my Honda Pilot. They raved over my decision to buy from Kelley Blue Book's 2017 Best Value brand and marveled at all the cargo space. Then they called my wife on Bluetooth to say what a smart man I was. Just kidding. Well, they did use the Bluetooth to ask my wife why she didn't pick them up.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for information.
Meet the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yeah, we'll take you down tonight. If you're ready, ready for a fight, we'll take you down tonight.
There's the music. If you're ready, music's here, and man's here to my right. Mark's left. They haven't sparred yet. That's good news. Mark Ironside.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Mark Ironside here. We talk wrestling courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Do appreciate Kurt's help as we talk wrestling on Tuesday and Wednesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And I'm glad nothing went on last week. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Gosh, where do you start? Marinelli wrestles? Happel wrestles? Question if Lee's going to wrestle? Marinelli wins Big Ten Wrestler of the Week.
First time out in a Hawkeye singlet, and he wins Big Ten Wrestler of the Week. That's pretty good. You got nowhere to go but up right from there. I mean, just what's next for him, you know? I mean, that's impressive. And how he, you know, won against Rutgers. You know, he just hammer on the guy, just a relentless attack. Even the Rutgers coach said afterwards that, I mean, the guy's just a little bull. I mean, he just doesn't stop coming and I'll tell you what, the one thing that I did realize after watching the meet against Rutgers and listening to the meet against Maryland is that the Iowa Hawkeyes, good, bad, and different. The one thing you can for sure say about them is they're in shape compared to everybody else that they're wrestling, because everybody that we wrestle, and we're really doing a good job. We did a much better job of pushing the pace this last weekend. Illinois was obviously lackluster of a meet. I think they got that out of their system, and they came out and they competed hard over the weekend. I mean, there's really not a whole lot to talk about. I mean, they wrestled Rutgers in a hostile environment, and they came out on top. It was kind of a dogfight. Some new faces in the lineup, but they did what they had to do. And Maryland, kind of disappointed in Maryland for being how many years in the Big Ten now? Three. Probably.
Yeah, three, four-ish.
You know, I mean, yeah, they really didn't have a whole lot going for them when they joined, but they really haven't gotten anywhere. And being in the Big Ten, they should be a lot more competitive than that. It just, I don't know. I think you'd probably see a lot of junior college programs beat, you know, Maryland right now, and it's just, it's sad for a Big Ten school, you know, that that's all that they can provide at this time.
Maryland scored on a forfeited heavyweight, and Tom Brands, I think I read, said it's no big deal on Sam Stoll. I think initial reaction was maybe tweak something against Rutgers, but that wasn't the case. Precautionary.
I wasn't there. I have no idea. You know, if I had a guess, I'm just saying I still don't think Sam Stoll's completely 100% healthy. The guy that he was supposed to wrestle is, you know, he's like a 10 ranked guy right now. Maryland's typically at the Midlands. He might see that guy at the Midlands or whatever. Sam Stoll really doesn't have anything to gain by wrestling in that match. I mean, we're up 40-0 at the time. There's really no reason to wrestle him. Whether he retweaked something against Rutgers or not, I don't know. But I do know that he just still isn't completely healthy just by watching him. And it was just a situation where Tom just said, you know what, we're not going to chance anything. We're not going to put him out there and just kind of let it be.
You only lose in that situation. I mean, there's no positives.
Yep, and that's what I'm saying. We just really didn't have anything to gain out of that, you know. He wrestled, I thought he looked fine against Rutgers. I don't know where he would have tweaked something. I mean, we only wrestled, I don't know what the time of the fall was, but he didn't wrestle very long. Went out, got the takedown, armbarred the guy, turned him over and pinned him like it was pretty much just a drill practice, you know. So, you know, I think it's just a situation where you're just trying to keep Sam Stoll healthy and no sense. And you got a big break right now, and no sense in, you know, going backwards at all.
One of two ranked Maryland wrestlers was at 141, and Carter Happel went out and got his first collegiate win, 8-7, so he battled to the end.
That was a big, 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 big win for Carter Happel, and, you know, and Shape did it, and he did it on Shape, scramble at the very end, ended up winning that match. You know, he needed that. You know, it puts him in a opportunity for the spot there at 141. I was kind of surprised that they wrestled on both matches. I know that both guys went out, and I'm sure both of them will be in the Midlands. And it might, the Midlands kind of might play the true test of who makes the lineup, you know, come the Midlands. That deal, you know, he's ranked 12th. Carter's not ranked. You know, deal's a freshman too. But I don't know. He's ranked as high as 12th or whatever. But he also, you know, that Maryland kid had also lost a couple days before, like 14-1 to a Wisconsin kid too. So, you know, I don't know what his deal is right now or whatever, but let's not take anything away from Carter, because Carter, I mean, that was a big win. I mean, you get in a dogfight match like that and you come out on top and it's a Big Ten match, that's awesome to see. So, and I know it was really neat because his mom and dad drove all the way out there to watch both matches.
Yeah.
And got to see him watch, to wrestle and win a big match like that, his first Big Ten win. You know, that's cool. That's awesome to see, and Elizabeth community's behind it and so forth. So it's cool. It's good for them.
Yeah, it really is. And to drive all that time to go out and see 12 minutes of action. But, you know, hey, if it pays off, it pays off at that place. Okay, Lee got in. Did very, very well. I guess the questions are, what kind of competition was he wrestling? And I think we're going to find out more again in Evanston coming up in a couple weeks about him.
I think the UNI Open was a great first tournament for him to compete in. You know, the UNI Open is not what it used to be, where there, you know, a lot of varsity-type guys, first-string guys would come from all these different schools and stuff and wrestle. Now it's just kind of a redshirt freshman and junior college tournament, you know, where Wisconsin sends their red shirts, Minnesota sends their red shirts, you know, like Iowa Central's there. You know, you just see a lot of these younger guys, younger athletes wrestle. So you're wrestling a lot of kids the same age or, you know, a year older or so. Like even you and I don't even start, you know, don't even have their starters wrestle. So it was a good opportunity for him to go out, people that he could literally just handle really easily without having to probably be tested too much, just an opportunity to get on the mat, and he did it in good fashion. And the thing that I like the most is the fact that he said he wasn't bothered by the knee at all whatsoever. It felt as good as new or as good as it's ever felt. So that's what I wanted to hear. That's great to hear. Him winning the tournament, obviously not much of a surprise. But him saying that the knees felt, you know, good as ever. Now that's what I wanted to hear. If he would have gone out there and said, "Yeah, it's still kind of hindering me a little bit," that's not what I'd want to hear.
Is the lineup solidified otherwise?
You know, no, absolutely. I mean, I think 41 obviously still up in the air, 25. You know, they'll wait till after Midlands, I'm sure, but they'll probably end up bringing Lee out. 97, 84, we don't know. If
Downey's, wait a minute, you said probably bring Lee out?
Yeah, they'll probably bring him out, I would assume. I mean, that's what I hear after Midlands. So,
unless something weird happens.
That's contrary to your belief. Yeah.
That's contrary to my belief, but again, I don't get paid the big bucks, and I don't want to, you know, ruffle feathers and contradict people, but, you know, it is what it is. So
that indicates Tom wants to make a run.
Yeah. Well, I'd hope so. That's the reason that they're bringing him out, is he wants to make a run, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't bring him out to get third, you know. I mean, I think it's kind of a waste if you're bringing him out to get third instead of fourth type of thing. So if you really, really, truly, honestly think that you have a shot at this and a run at it, then bring him out. You know, I know Lee wants to come out for sure. But, you know, I mean, that's a point in time where, too, I mean, he's a kid, too. I mean, you got to step in and be kind of a parent, a guardian, a coach, and say, hey, I know that you want to wrestle, and I want you to wrestle. Everybody wants to see you out there type of thing. But, hey, we got to do what's best for the program here and what's best for you. And that might be to redshirt or it might not be. You have to look at everything look at things in a lot of different ways and you know, do what's right. And a lot of it will depend on, too, I think Downey, you know, 84, 97, what happens there with Wilkie. Midlands is gonna be interesting. See how things play out at Midlands.
What was the freshman year like for you?
Which freshman year? My redshirt freshman year or my true freshman year?
When you first got there. Your Spencer Lee year.
Oh, Spencer Lee's like my true... Well, I spent the first semester at Kirkwood, making sure I was getting my grades to where they needed to be. So I couldn't even work out really with the team. And then once I got in the room, it was getting my butt kicked every single day by Tom and Terry Brands. It was rough. I wasn't no Spencer Lee walking into the room, okay? I mean, of course, Spencer Lee doesn't have, you know, an Olympic champ and two-time world champ to train with every single day right now either, you know, in the Tom and Terry Brands. But, you know, there's not very many people like Spencer Lee that can just walk in and wrestle someone like Thomas Gilman of his caliber and go toe-to-toe with him, you know. The only other guy that I know of as a true freshman walking in that could do that was Lincoln McRavy, and that was fun to watch.
McGinnis, too, or no?
No. No, Lincoln McRavy, Spencer Lee, they're about the only two that I can think of off the top of my head. Joe Williams wasn't too far off, you know, but Lincoln for sure and Spencer are, I mean, they can compete with anybody. I mean, you got Spencer walking in the room and, like I said, going toe-to-toe with McDonough and McGilman, Corey Clark, Daniel Dennis. I mean, Daniel Dennis tells me when he's training for the Olympics and Spencer Lee comes in to train with him as his training partner, Dennis is telling me that here it is, this kid that's in high school, I'm on the Olympic team, and it takes everything that I have to try and beat this guy. Everything. I can't hold back at all. Just to beat him. Not like beat him bad, but just to come out on top. I mean, he's just that stinking good, you know? Mm. So yeah, I mean, everybody in the world is excited to watch him wrestle. We'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. Midlands is going to be very fun. It's not held in Welsh Ryan Arena this year. I can't remember the facility that they're having it in, but they're re-renovating Welsh Ryan Arena, the building that it's been in for history of the tournament. Why they're renovating, then it'll be back there again next year. So, but it's still in, you know, Evanston area there, Northwestern area.
You'll find it. It's somewhere there.
My GPS will take me there.
Not a lot happening as far as the rankings, movements, no big upsets, not a lot, anything. I will say this, very interesting thing. Iowa State fell to Wyoming, and I think Kevin Dresser hit the international enough line because he's zigzagging on the team. And he kind of made a statement that said, okay, you know, we're going to find out who wants to wrestle, and if you don't, we're going to make some changes and probably not going to have the same group after Christmas.
Yeah, I saw that, and not only did they get beat by Wyoming, it wasn't pretty either. I think that Dresser at the very beginning when they weren't doing so hot, I think it was a patience type of thing. It's a system. It's a timeline you had to follow. But I think the patience has run really, really thin, really fast. And it's hard to get kind of immediate gratification and success when you walk into a program where that was just handed to you with some athletes that just were not used to competing and training at the level of intensity that I'm sure that they're, you know, going with in that room. So it's going to take time. We'll see. I guess the biggest question is you turn a guy like Zadik loose and he kind of reads them their riot, you know, and writes and just kind of tells them this is how it is, shape up or ship out type of thing. We'll see how they react from it over Christmas break. And typically they send a decent amount of guys to the Midlands. I don't know if they are this year or not, but we'll see how things go and they progress in the off season. So I don't know. I just really think that you got to give that program 3-4 years, you know, to be fair to them, I guess. The big match this weekend, which I'm not sure if you talked to Wyatt about it or not or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Teskey and Thompson.
That was cool to watch. That was a great, great wrestling match, watching those two get after it. Two guys, undefeated, ranked number one, going for their fourth state titles here in Iowa, and they're scrapping. And that was fun. What a great, great match to watch. What's wrestling.
Could be a rematch of Jefferson.
Yeah, Jefferson in the Jayhawk Invitational, and they're talking about it today. I was talking to someone about it today, and they were wondering if that was going to happen or not. And I'm like, man, I got to imagine that Alex Thompson is going to want that match bad.
Oh, yeah.
really bad. So it'll be interesting. I know that the gymnasium will be full to see that happen.
Oh, yeah.
People will just come in just to watch that.
Oh, heck yeah. And if I'm not out of town with Iowa or whatever, I will be one of them. For sure.
You've got Oklahoma State that weekend in Iowa City.
Yeah. What time is that meet? Is that a 2 o'clock?
That's a Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, it's a Sunday?
A Sunday meet.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
Pencil him in.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Wyatt, save Mark a spot.
Yeah. I want a spot. There's not going to be spots in the bleachers, so save me a spot at the head table next to your riding pad. I'll sit right between Wyatt and KJ.
That'd be fun. Can we just have a camera on you guys?
Okay, Jay.
The three of you?
Yeah. That'd be fun. I'd be for it. That's a blast.
I would agree.
I like heckling those guys. You know, that's what's so fun is when we go on trips and stuff and you go to like the Midlands, you go to the Big Tens and Nationals and different things, and you see all the local, you know, talent coming and, you know, in the media room and hospitality rooms and on the floor and this and that. It's just almost like being home. State tournament, whatever.
Are you really involved when you watch a match, like contorting and twisting and, you know?
Oh, heck yeah. I've seen him.
Yeah. I can get like that, you know, if it's a really big one. A lot of times, actually, sometimes the bigger the match, the more I just kind of like don't say much and I just kind of sit under, like keep my hands under the table and just like, and just kind of, I don't know. It's like I'm trying to, what's the word, where I'm trying to meditate my thoughts into the wrestler wise out on the mat, but it never works.
Well, you don't have any skin in the game with Teskey and the other guy.
And Thompson.
Thompson.
No, yeah. I mean, one's Nebraska, one's Fort Dodge, you know. I don't really know Thompson at all. I love the way that he competes, the way he wrestles. I do know Teskey a little bit. Great kid. Fantastic kid. I really like him. I wish he would have came to Iowa. I don't fault him one bit for going to Penn State. It is what it is. Just two great Iowa kids getting after it. And love to watch him wrestle. And, you know, in that last match, I think, you know, I mean, Teskey, you know, he deserved to win that match. I mean, he just kept on Thompson and kept on him and on him and on him. And he wore Thompson down. Thompson, though, I think, I mean, he's definitely stronger. Great shot right out of the get-go, but Teskey's just, he's an animal, too. You know, he's so fun. Just so in your face. Fun to watch.
Before we let you go, from the Department of Corrections, don't go to Evanston.
No?
It's in Hoffman Estates.
Where's that at?
Suburb. It's out west, northwest-ish.
West?
Out there. I think that's where the little arena is. Big Ten women's tournament's been out there before. Don't quote me on that, but It's not a bad arena. It's like the U.S. Cellular Center a little bit, maybe a little bit bigger.
All right. Is it closer to the highway, I hope?
Yes.
Evanston is so far off the beaten path there.
So set your GPS for Hoffman Estates.
All right.
2292 on the text line, Mark, has a suggestion for you.
Can't wait to hear it.
A t-shirt idea.
Not happening. Not happening. I already know it. I'm not doing
Brandy,
it.
Brandon Snorenson.
Oh, I hadn't heard
He's
that one
so
yet.
He's so damn boring.
I have not heard that one yet. I hadn't heard that one yet.
But he wins.
He does. I mean, he's say what you want about him. He's won a lot of wrestling matches, and you know, he's, I think, what now, 3-time All-American, Big Ten finalist a couple times, NCAA finalist. I mean, hey, you know who else used to be was Nate Carr for Iowa State. And Jim Zaleski wasn't the most exciting wrestler, you know, but 3-time national champion. Sorensen, obviously, I shouldn't probably be comparing Sorensen to a 3-time national champion and Jim Zaleski or Nate Carr or nothing. But, I mean, he does win. You know, he obviously, I'd love to see him put a lot more points on the board instead of winning by regular decisions when we should be getting texts and stuff and pins. But he did get a pin this last weekend.
Yes, he did.
So that was big for him. He got it immediately, too. Just went out there, and I mean, he looked like Sam Stoll almost. So just need to get that out of him a lot more often if we could.
Bob and Amanda, as Mom used to say, keep your hands where I can see them, Mark.
Well, look at me now. I'm just like rubbing them together. It's just like it's hard for me to just sit still. Sometimes, I'll punch my radio partner, Steven, just kind of punch him in the shoulder when I get excited or something, you know. I think Steven would probably be happier if I just kept him down, you know.
We will talk to you next week before the holidays and all that fun stuff in Midland. So we'll see what is around the corner in the wrestling world coming up.
All right. I'm trying to think. If there's any competition this weekend, I know Coe's going to Vegas. They go to Vegas this weekend every year, but I don't know if anybody else really even competes at all this week.
Talk to O then. Wartburg's still good, by the way. We went over that yesterday.
The Battle of Waterloo in the high school ranks.
Oh, yeah, that it will.
That's this Friday and Saturday.
That's a great big tournament. Yeah.
So there's some wrestling to talk about. We'll kick it around next week.
Wartburg did get beat, though, by UW Lacrosse Malchek.
Yeah.
A while back here. Yeah, pretty sure they got beat in a tournament by them.
They're still good.
But they have Augsburg coming up. I think it was Augsburg or somebody coming up. I don't know, they have big dual meet coming up. But yeah, they're still very, very good. Keller's doing a crazy good job up there.
Yeah, very much so. All right. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
All right, Mark Ironsides. Parents brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We will take a break, come back. We'll have Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up right after this here on KGYM.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. 3:42 back with you on the gym class on KGYM as we're going to talk to Chrysalis of RotoWire.com. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Reiner, each Friday at 5, tune in to KGYM's Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to talk drive time. That's each Friday at 5. It's driven by Linder Tire Service in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Save now on Linder Tire with an instant rebate of $40 on a set of 4-passenger or light truck GT radial tires. Find a tire for all seasons at Linder Tire. And coming up this week, Todd and Alex have your chance to win some MMA tickets for that big bout, Revolution Combat Championship Volume 14. That'll be coming up at the U.S. Cellular Center on Friday, December 29th. Tickets on sale right now. Get them at the box office or Ticketmaster.com. Mark, are tickets available for tonight? Because this is a red letter matchup tonight.
There are no tickets being sold. It's Come As You Are, and we'll be on lanes 27 and 28 tonight at May City Bowl for the Evergreen League. Viking Lounge is the opponents.
Ah!
Wayne, Matt, Buzz. Who am I missing?
Well, Warren.
Warren. We're not sure who is there from week to week, but they've been longtime rivals in the league, and often as scheduling goes, I didn't make it. I wasn't scheduled.
I don't think you've... Well, that was my news. That was my news, because Buzz came over and told us next week we are, and which is this week, tonight, we are going to bowl those gentlemen.
Well, those fools think I'm ducking them.
Yeah, and it's you're just not ducking them.
It's just the way the schedule worked out.
It's the first time since 2014, he said, that you have... You have seen them.
Okay, Buzz. Anyway, they're friends of ours and always good competition. And again, we'll be on 27 and 28. Rusty Nails, 31-25 in fifth place in the league. Viking Lounge, two games ahead of us. So we'll see if we can gain some ground.
I'm off tonight. I'm sorry. Maybe I will start now a streak of missing them each time.
Ducking them? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ducking them. Just the way it goes.
If you need a Christmas idea out there, of course, the holiday is right around the corner. Take a look at the Pro Shop. Andy Dirk's doing a great job out there. Investigate some open bowling. Even have a party out there at May City Bowl. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
About a minute away from Chrysalis and your questions, fantasy football-wise, for Chris. It's brought to you by Amon Communications. All that coming up here on the Gym Class, KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
I'm on Communications, proud to bring you Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Your questions for Chris at 319-366-1600 via the Hertino Stocker Jewelers text line. Also available on our phone line at 319-366-1600. Chris, good news. Our team is in the semifinals for this week. How about that, huh?
Good for you. Nice. Making me look good.
You didn't tell him how it happened, though.
If my opponent had a Tom Brady touchdown at the end of that game, I was sunk, and they were on the one-foot line. Thought I was sunk, but thank goodness for, let's see, an illegal motion penalty, a holding penalty, a near sack, couple of incompletions, and a field goal, and I survive. Survive in advance, man.
Hey, it doesn't always have to be pretty. It's just about survival.
A lot of text rolling in for you, Chris, as usual. 1288 is in a half-point PPR. Needs two of these three. Brandon Cooks, Latavius Murray, Alex Collins.
Collins for sure, and I'm going to say Cooks over Murray.
Derek at 5192 has two questions. Prescott or Bortles in a PPR?
Oof, very close. Both have good matchups. I'll say Prescott, but... not crazy to use Bortles. Yeah, who else?
And again, in the PPR, needs two of the following: Mike Davis, Alfred Morris, or Jamison Crowder.
I'm going to go Davis and Morris.
Cameron has a question. He had Carson Wentz. He gone. I can pick up Jared Goff or play Derek Carr. Thank you.
Goff. Carr is such a, I mean, it's a decent matchup, but he's dead to me. He's, I mean, he was dead to me before the season, but he's terrible.
37.56 standard league, needs one running back, Lamar Miller or Deion Lewis. Mr. Illegal Motion, by the way. Thank you, Deion.
He's the one who got the illegal motion.
Yes, he did.
I would go Deion Lewis. Lamar Miller just can't get going.
82.58, Chris. What's your early outlook for Mark Ingram next year? Does Kamara take over? If he's an all-pro, does he find a different team?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right? I mean, the Saints, the way they have it right now is great for both. It probably won't be as good for both because it's just almost impossible to sustain two running backs producing like this. But then he also could be on another team, so I don't think we can say until we know how the offseason shakes out.
59-10 is in a standard league. Is Greg Olsen worth starting, or are one of these waiver wire options better, Clay, Davis, or Ebron?
I would go Ebron. I'd probably go Clay if the weather's okay, and I might even go Davis. I just, you know, Greg Olsen, he played the whole, he played, left with an injury, came back, got 0 yards. I mean, I'm not willing to gamble on him, so I would probably go with one of the other guys.
1238 asks, Theo Riddick or C.J. Anderson?
Theo Riddick.
91.36 needs three starters, 1 point PPR, Drake, Howard, Hogan, Burkhead, Woods, Adams.
Adams and the first two running backs, Drake and Howard.
Drake and Howard, okay.
0608, Jesse James or Vernon Davis in a PPR?
Ooh, I'm going to say Vernon Davis.
All right, I'm going to bring in Steve in North Liberty here. Steve, good afternoon. What's your question for Chris?
On a PPR, I need Josh Gordon or Dez Bryant. What do you think?
That's a good question. Dez Bryant should handle the Raiders. Josh Gordon against the Ravens. I mean, are you a gambler? Are you an underdog? If you're an underdog, I'd go Gordon. If you're a favorite, I go Dez.
All right. Good to know.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you.
5102 back on the text line is in a standard league, needs to pick three. Bryant, Diggs, Hogan, Shepard, or Westbrook?
Westbrook, if it's D.D. Westbrook, Bryant, if it's Dez Bryant. And then check Shepard's status. Him and I wouldn't, it's him or Diggs. I guess I'll go Diggs and play it a little safer.
17.72 in a non-PPR needs one running back. Gordon, Lewis, Smith, or Burkhead?
Gordon, Lewis, Smith. Who's Smith?
Not sure. Doesn't say.
My brain is blank.
We'll throw him out.
First name with the name Smith. I'll go Melvin Gordon against the Chiefs, though, anyway.
I would, too.
7,100, and is it a half-point PPR? Breeze or Ryan?
Not Ryan.
0540, flex spot in a PPR league, Jordan Howard. Let's see, Juju Schuster versus Pats or Marquise Goodwin versus Titans?
I like Goodwin, but you got to go Jordan Howard. He's such a workhorse.
97.82, Brandon Cooks or Alshon Jeffrey in a standard league?
Cooks because Foles is the quarterback in Philly. We don't know how that's going to work out.
0608, Latavius Murray or DeSean Jackson for a flex spot in a PPR?
I'll say Latavius. DeSean Jackson's boom or bust. You never know when he's going to go off, but he hasn't done it in a while.
69-64 needs one. Sanu, Diggs, or Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon.
Ryan from Walford. Hello, Ryan. Pick two in a non-PPR. Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Josh Gordon, or Jarvis Landry?
Oof, non-PPR. We'll scratch Landry out. So it's Evans, Gordon, or Adams?
Devontae Adams, yep.
Yeah, I'll say Adams and Evans has been such garbage this year. I'll say Adams and Gordon.
60-15, the riches here. Matt Ryan or Cam Newton?
I will say that's pretty close. Cam is going against the Pats. I'll say Cam Newton.
69-64 PPR league. McKinnon or Coleman?
Coleman's got a concussion, so McKinnon.
26-49 Nelson Aguilar or Robbie Anderson?
Gotta go. Ooh, they both have backup quarterbacks.
Yeah,
you know, it would have been Robbie Anderson, but with I'm going to say Aguilar. I mean, at least his quarterback's played before.
60-56 in a standard league. He has two questions real quick. Doug Baldwin or Josh Gordon?
Baldwin's safer. Gordon has more upside. And what's the second one?
P. Ryan or McKinnon?
I kind of like P. Ryan this week. He's starter and Arizona's kind of soft.
42-22 also in a PPR. Prescott or Newton?
Newton, I'll say, against the Packers.
0-7-2-0 in a standard league. Jones Jr. or Alshon?
If it's Marvin Jones Jr., I'd probably go Marvin Jones just because of the Foles situation.
It's got to be Marvin Jones, I think.
Yeah, what do you expect out of Foles? He had that great year, and then now he's back. What do you expect out of him?
I mean, I don't know what to expect, but you know, I was talking about this a lot on our XM show, is that the system and the situation is so important for these quarterbacks. I mean, look, Bortles is actually playing well this year, and Derek Carr fell apart, and you know, the situation matters so much, and Philly is a good situation. Doug Peterson is a good offensive-minded coach, and they've got a good system. They've got talented players. I think Foles could be okay. I think Foles could be, you know, certainly better than, like, the Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Eli Manning level. He may not be that much better, but he'll be better than them. I think he'll be okay. But, you know, it's just going to change their game. I think they're going to hand it off more. And, you know, the who he throws to may change from who Wentz liked to throw to. And Wentz was so good. So I expect Foles to be okay. I don't think the Eagles can really – maybe they'll win a playoff game, but they're not going far.
This might be a little tough off the top of your head, Chris, but 8258 says, thanks for all the help this year. Who are your top five players for next year right now?
I guess I'd have to say, you know, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Todd Gurley, Alvin Kamara, especially if Ingram's gone, would be very high up. Fournette. And then, you know, we got to think about David Johnson coming back and Odell Beckham. But those are about the first six or seven.
Ryan from Walford again. Go ahead.
With Deshaun Watson back, DeAndre Hopkins could also be a monster.
One for a flex and a PPR. Evan Ingram, Lamar Miller, or Derrick Henry?
Ingram.
Who should I play in a flex? 8735 asks, Juju Smith or Deion Lewis?
I would probably go Deion Lewis.
How about, would you take a chance on, my second running back's garbage, but Matt Forte every once in a while just sprinkles in a great game. Is this maybe the week?
Who else you have, Scott?
Peyton Barber now, but Doug Martin's back.
Yeah, they split carries. The Forte is going to, I mean, they're, you know, they're 15.5-point underdogs. It's going to be tough, unless they like just end up dinking and dunking to him like 10 times. Is it a PPR league?
No.
Yeah, I would try to look out. So what about Wayne Gallman of the Giants? Oh, the Philly's got a really good run defense. Trying to think of Theo Riddick, someone like that available?
Could be. I'd have to take a look at the waiver wire, but
got about a minute, Chris. I personally want to know your reaction. I got about a minute left, Chris. Want to know your early reaction to Stanton going to Yankee Stadium.
I'm ecstatic. I'm saying, hey, now Machado's on the block. Why don't they trade Torres for Machado? Load the whole thing up. I love it. Yankees fan.
Yeah, it's going to be, hey, they could sell batting practice seats and sell out the stadium. Yeah. I think that'd be
awesome. I'm excited.
That'd be a lot of fun. Chris, tell the folks about rotowire.com out there for us.
If you guys enjoy this segment, you can get all your start sit questions answered for free for 10 days. rotowire.com/trial. It is totally free. You don't need a credit card. Again, it is rotowire.com/trial.
Sounds good. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
All right. Chris Liss at rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. Mentioned Todd Machet real quick as his first mock draft out. Three quarterbacks in the top five. Sam Darnold is the number one guy. Do you buy that, Mark? With Rosen of UCLA and Josh Allen, our friend from Wyoming, going in the number five spot.
He's questionable for the bowl game with a shoulder injury.
Yes, he is.
We'll see. I'm not sold on any of the quarterbacks being taken at one or two.
But I bet you they will be.
Yeah.
Bet you quarterbacks go 1-2. Your Bears, Calvin Ridley, the receiver from Alabama. I think that'd be a good get for
you.
Seen
Bears. Ridley, James Washington, Oklahoma State. Great.
Yeah. All right. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. KGYM, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza.
Tacos it is.
Dad, you always pick.
Oh, shh. The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless.